All right, Sean, but real quick, I've not seen a lot of foxes because of the foliage, but when it's like this, I remember seeing three little foxes chasing each other around in the field when I can see back there, and they scatter. They're chasing one another like, you know, like at the speed of a bunny rabbit. I mean, they were really moving. I couldn't believe they moved that fast. You sir, have a wonderful day. I hope you get everything wrapped up and finished up and buttoned up before you go on. I guess it's a working vacation kind of a thing for next week. But all the best to you there. And, I missed everything that you guys were talking about that happened on that other network. I'm reading the comments, and it's like, what? What's all this Cujo stuff? Because I don't listen to that stuff anymore. I do monitor Detroit, of course, because everybody knows that's my home GMRS repeater forever. But whatever happened yesterday to get the other repeaters shut down, I have no idea. I'm glad I didn't hear it, but that's my take on it, and so be it. But let's see. We'll put Tom after me, and then Rick back to me.
No, Don, it was, you know, no repeaters are shut down or anything. We have a new operator in the group, and we were doing our group net last night, and he sat with me in our group meeting, and you know, he's really super nice. That was the easier way for him to remember my call sign, you know, KJO Cujo. And that's all last time he goes, he didn't remember my name, Tom, so he just calls me Cujo, and I'm helping him with his DM32 as soon as I get a chance to get over there. So that's what all that was. But he said it quite often, so it almost became one of those games where you hear my name that you, you know, you take a shot or something. So, super nice guy, though. It was just kind of funny. That's all he could say. Over to Rick.